Government officials and relatives of the victims have laid floral wreaths, dedicated plaques, and attended religious services in remembrance of those killed and wounded in the attacks carried out a year ago by four British Muslim men. At midday, Queen Elizabeth led a two-minute silence across the kingdom. As the ceremonies proceeded, millions of commuters traveled as normal Friday on the capital's bus and subway network. London's police chief, Ian Blair, spoke on British radio about the events of 1 year ago, and he warns that the terrorist threat has not diminished.
The threat is very grim. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there are, as we speak, people in the United Kingdom planning further atrocities.
Police say they have interdicted three other terrorist conspiracies in the past year, and 70 anti-terrorist investigations are currently underway. Police Commissioner Blair says Londoners must carry on as normally as possible while police try to increase their ability to gather intelligence and build public confidence.
The first thing to do is just get on with their lives. I mean, we must not let the terrorists win under any circumstances by changing and being fearful. But secondly, the great endeavour of the Metropolitan Police at the moment is this rollout of community policing, which we are putting into every ward across London during the course of this year.
Adding to the tension of the anniversary, a video was broadcast Thursday on which one of the bombers said more attacks are coming. The video was of Shahzad Tanweer, a British-born Muslim of Pakistani descent. He said Britain will be vulnerable to attacks until it withdraws troops from Afghanistan and Iraq and ends support for the United States and Israel. The video contained segments of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri. Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the bombings before, but police say they have not determined who was behind the attacks. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.